Shabbat Shalom. The parsha today is Mishpatim. It's found in Exodus 21, verse 1 through chapter 24 to the end at verse 18. Mishpatim, Hebrew for laws, and this is the 18th weekly Torah portion. And meaning rules or ordinances. Obviously, this is going to have a whole lot of laws that this parsha covers. It contains a whole series of law from a range of issues, including those relating to damages and fines. You know, if you know you mess something up, you got to pay for it. If offense is committed, you got to pay for it. It's also the origin of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And it winds up with Moses going up to Mount Sinai with Aaron and Joshua and with Aaron's two sons. And Moses receives the actual tablets and the Torah. And he remains up there 40 days and 40 nights. There's a Jewish midrash that says that the Lord initially offered the Torah to each of the 70 nations, but nobody accepted it without first asking what it was about. And after hearing the various commandments, each nation came up with some excuse for not accepting it. For example, it said that God offered the Torah to the Ishmaelites, but they declined to offer the offer because of its prohibition against theft, since in their trading practices, some of that went on. God finally turned to the nation of Israel, and they said, "All that the Lord says, we will do." The heart of the Jews was unquestionably saying yes to the Lord, just as a child who trusts his father says yes for whatever his father will tell him. Among the discussed laws are civil laws, criminal laws, ritual laws, financial laws, and family laws. One example is slavery. Slavery was socially tolerated, but it had to be practiced in a humane and orderly manner. If a male was married when he became a slave, after 6 years, he could leave and take his wife with him. If he was married after becoming a slave, his wife and his children were his master's property. But he could refuse to leave and stay with his wife and choose to become a slave for life. And this, when this happened, it was signified by awl boring a hole in the man's earlobe to a doorpost. And of course, blood was involved, just as blood was involved on the doorpost during Passover. It was a covenant. All covenants are sealed with blood, including the new covenant, which was sealed with the blood of Yeshua. It goes on to tell that if a Jewish girl was sold into slavery by her father, she was not automatically freed after 6 years. But she had to be redeemed from her master by her own relatives, unless she married the master's son, which was usually the reason that she was sold in the first place, with that in mind. We also see the parsha, we find a reference to the Sabbath repeated, and the sabbatical year, or the Shemitah, and the three pilgrimages, the three pilgrimage festivals. Now, in regard to the Sabbath, the Lord had just given Moses the Ten Commandments, which includes the Sabbath. But yet he mentions it again. You think God might be placing some importance on the Sabbath and not just something we can take it or leave it? Everyone got to rest on the Sabbath, including slaves and their animals. And in Shemitah year, you know, even the land was supposed to get rest. The Shemitah year was every 7 years. But Israel ignored it, and they paid the consequences in Babylon. 70 years of captivity, one for each Shemitah year ignored. But God set a time of 70 years, and said in Jeremiah 29:10-11, "When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to you, bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, the three pilgrimage festivals, you had to go to Jerusalem okay, was Passover. The significance of Passover, if you remember, and we'll be celebrating that pretty soon. Anyone in a place that was covered by the blood sprinkled on the doorpost and the lintels was spared from death. This was fulfilled when Yeshua died on the cross. Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, leading up to the giving of the law, and was fulfilled at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out and the law written on our hearts. Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. Yeshua came to tabernacle with men, but this festival is not completely fulfilled yet, and it'll still be in effect during the millennium. In fact, if you don't go, you don't get any rain, you know, when you're supposed to go. And is celebrated along with the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. These will all be fulfilled at the time of the millennium. At the end of all time will come after this. And you're going to spend eternity somewhere, either with the Lord or with the devil. And you have a choice today where you're going to spend it. John 5, verse 24 states that, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life." Shabbat Shalom.